This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 7:13 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Hezril, and we are going to be moving on to our next story. So yesterday, the government announced that they want to transform Malaysia from a tech user to becoming a tech developer by 2030.
Yeah, and so to achieve this, the Ministry of Science, Technology and Innovation wants to intensify the development of local tech as well as research. To achieve this, they've proposed to allocate more funds and outlined a new policy focus, which is STIE, or Science, Technology, Innovation and Economy.
Yeah, because what we need is a new acronym. Yeah. Well, anyway, MoSTI Minister Khairi Jamaluddin stressed that it will be a strategic collaboration between the government, private sector and academia so that it's inclusive. And all of this will fall under the National Policy on Science, Technology and Innovation 2021-2030.
Yeah, so I think it's an interesting thing. And I guess stay ahead of the curve and look at investing in the long term, right? We've seen a lot of, I think, short-term measures this year. So I'm curious as to what this will be, because this is more longer term and beyond the pandemic.
Yes, and also I think it speaks to the same sort of tone that we've been hearing actually about business, because there's been this push for Malaysians to become more, not just consumers, right? But also people who are participating in the economy in different ways. Mm. And I think that this is a similar conversation just about tech.
Yeah, for sure. So I'm curious as to what this actually will look like and what this means, for businesses.
So let us know, what do you think it's going to take for Malaysia to go from being just more of a tech user to a developer? Whether it's building infrastructure, whether it's kind of scaling up in terms of skills and funds, you can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. Now, joining us to kind of explore this is Haziq Hasnul, CEO of Reka Initiative. Haziq, thank you so much for joining us. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So what does our technology and innovation landscape currently look like, especially when it comes to R&D?
Okay, it's quite a tricky question when you ask, when you specifically ask on what, especially in R&D. So previously, Malaysia has been focused with R&D just in the university and institution level. That's where most of our R&D currently in Malaysia. And since Malaysia is, was built up previously as a manufacturing type of company, type of country, so there's not a lot of R&D that is happening. But currently, with the emerging of a lot of new technologies, with a lot of government initiatives, the ecosystem is currently being very, very encouraging in terms of R&D. A lot of tech startups are already building new technologies that previously is not here in Malaysia. And now we are growing up as an R&D company. And also, because of what's happening recently in the current landscape, a lot of companies are looking very heavily into investing R&D as an option of developing our own technologies locally instead of taking from foreign countries.
Right, and looking at the government's plan, could you walk us through what determines whether a country is a technology user or technology developer?
Okay, so this is quite a tricky question as well. It's quite subjective when you look at it at a broad scope of being a technology user or technology developer. But an easy indicator would be like, let's look at our current technological usage for the normal people. So currently, everyone has their own smartphones, have their own laptops, right? So if you quickly gauge around you, the brand of smartphones and the brand of laptops, are what does the brand originates from? So usually you can have a look at Samsung, there's Google Pixel, there's also iPhones, and clearly most of these technologies that we are currently using on a day-to-day basis is from other countries. And that is an easy indicator saying that how we as a country, are we using our own technology locally or developing it, or are we using other countries' technology from the outside? So this is a very easy indicator just to see how are we as a user of technology or a developer of technology.
So in your view then, why is Malaysia still a technology user?
Okay, so there's a lot of reasons, there are a lot of factors that comes into play with this. But I would say there's... in my opinion, it's all about innovation and efficiency. So when people say we're not a technology developer, we're a technology user, does not mean that we lack the talent, doesn't mean we lack the infrastructure to do so. It's just that innovations happen in everywhere around us and at every layer of every level of the economy. But there's always an inefficiency somewhere along the line in each level. And you can see like we have local products, we have local technology that's been built by local tech startups, but one of it is product awareness. We're not aware on what's happening in within the current ecosystem. We're more aware of what's happening outside in terms of technology development itself. And then you also have reliance on foreign technology. A lot of companies in Malaysia is relying on other countries' technology, and because of that reliance to other countries' technology, it became a prerequisite that local technology isn't as good or on par of other technologies outside. But this is not true in most of the cases. We have talents that are at a global level or even technology at a global level, but it's not seem to be aware within the local landscape. So because of these I would say inefficiencies on innovation, so we have the preconception that we are not a technology developer, so we are a technology user. So as a normal user, we would not naturally take ourselves as a technology user and use other foreign technologies.
Looking forward, the government aims to develop our country into a high technology economy by 2030. What would this entail?
There's a lot of, I would say it's a tall list of what the government aim to do within the next 10 years to develop our country to a high technology economy. Most of the planning that what we've seen from YBKJ when in his address is that first thing is looking at the change of mindsets. So he wants to go into looking at education, changing how we are educating our new talents, students, how we aim and how we look at technology. Science, technology, engineering and mathematics or STEM education is being well spread even before the pandemic itself. And also he wants to empower, the government is looking to empowering technical education and vocational training or TVET. And this would be, I would say, like a fundamental of our tech talent growing up from the education sector. But also on the economic or more commercialized sector, companies are able to now go into deep R&D with a lot of government initiatives backing them up. The recent news from the government, they are looking at bridging R&D with commercialization and innovation, which is a gap that has always been there in our country. You have R&D, you have universities, you have institutions doing great R&D, building new technologies, but there's always a lack in commercialization, and the government is looking at bridging that by having sandboxes, by having other agencies, and putting in these initiatives would more or less help our country to get that first step into becoming a high technology economic country.
So with all that said, though, do you anticipate potential challenges, especially given the economic impacts of COVID-19 and perhaps our current starting point?
Of course. In that sense, even without the economic impact, even without the COVID-19 pandemic, it's already a challenge and it's already a massive undertaking, changing how we are, how we do things right now in terms of technology, in terms of science and technology in Malaysia, into a newer era where we are developing the technology instead of taking from other foreign countries. So that in itself is a huge challenge on its own. But looking at the current situation with the pandemic and all, so although technology is good and we can see nowadays with coping with the COVID-19 situation, businesses are starting to go online. Not just businesses, even universities, even schools are going online, going digital, trying to beat the pandemic and still running day-to-day operations. But even after all that, there is a matter of the cost of acquisition of technology. Bringing in or using technology that is, I would say, alien to businesses that haven't been used before has in its own a level of cost that they would need to address. And during this economic impact, this would be definitely a very hard thing to do. And not every company can go into this endeavor. So that's one. And then there's another challenge in R&D itself. So using technology that is already in the market, that's one challenge on its own. Then there's another one, which is R&D, building new technology. And even before the pandemic, a lot of companies are reluctant to go into this area because R&D means that you need to put in a lot of cost, talent, development work into a certain period of time where you might see there's a certain level of uncertainty in terms of the outcome. So R&D is already a tough subject to tackle. And with this pandemic, there's definitely going to be challenges when you want to invest into R&D, looking into new products, new projects, new market. So that will be some of the few potential challenges that the government will be facing with these new initiatives.
Haziq, thank you so much for speaking with us this evening.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you for having me.
You just heard Haziq Hasnul, CEO of Rika Initiative, talking to us about the government's plans and hopes to transform Malaysia from a tech user to a tech developer by 2030. So if you have thoughts on that you'd like to share, do send them our way.
Yes.
All right, so we do have to move on now. We're going to head to the 7:30 news, after which we'll be back for Popcorn Culture. This is the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.